Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Bears. We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Emma, how do you explain what was going on with the Bears and their injury report? It's pretty long.
Guys, happy Football Friday. Yeah, let's get right to it because there are some concerns on this injury report. I'll just get right to this list here. Kyler Gordon, groin slash calf, he is out. Roschon Johnson, back injury, out. Braxton Jones, knee injury, out. Cole Kmet, back injury, out. Tyreek Stevenson, shoulder injury, out. So a bunch of notables, including two starters in the secondary, and you're going to have to really adjust that defensive backfield against one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL who's set to return. So major concerns for the Bears defense heading into Baltimore.
Do you have any idea how they're going to do that? Do we assume Blackwell in the nickel? Chris.
I think you're going to see Josh Blackwell in the nickel, likely Nick McCloud in the outside position opposite Nashawn Wright. And I think you could see some Jonathan Owens mixed in as well, whether it's the nickel role or Dennis Allen just getting creative with his personnel and what he has. But you've got major concerns now. Obviously, this is a depleted secondary, and it's not a favorable matchup there.
I'd like to apologize to Nick McCloud for referring to him as Nate McCloud a couple of times. I'm thinking of Nate McClouth, the former outfielder in Major League Baseball. This has been Matt Spiegel reporting and apologizing to Nick McCloud. Chris, an active day in the locker room for you. Yeah, I think you got a lot of good stuff for us here today.
Yeah, one guy I'm fascinated by heading into Sunday is the rookie, the number 10 overall pick, Colson Loveland. And I'll preface this with Cole Kmet is out. He's set to miss his first career game. He's played all 90 possible games in parts of six seasons. He won't be out there. He's dealing with a back issue. Ben Johnson has shifted this offense the last couple weeks. The Bears were in 11 personnel, which is just one tight end, just 48% of the time going into their bye week in week five. They've done 76% of the time in 11 personnel in those two games since, both victories. With Cole coming out, it sets up a chance for Colson Loveland. He's made some plays, but he's not seen that complete role. That could change on Sunday, so I was excited to talk to Colson Loveland. Starting here with, how are you ready for this big moment?
Yeah, always trying to, you know, want to go out there and make plays. Like you said, whenever the opportunity comes, I got to be ready and make a play. So, yeah, whenever that happens, it happens.
What's your comfort like in this offense as it's continued to evolve?
Yeah, I mean, we got so many weapons on offense. Such good dudes. They make coming to work fun, you know, and going out there, like, we got, like, we so many weapons, you know what I mean? So you never know, like, however they want to match up, we always got something for it. So, like I said, just got to continue to keep putting it together as an offense, you know, molding together, eliminating some mistakes and, you know, penalties and stuff like that, and continue building on what we have built.
What can you bring for this group? What can you bring for this offense?
I think a guy that you can trust, you know, whenever your name is called, come out there and do what you're asked to do. That's really where I'm at. So I do whatever I can to help the team win.
What have you learned from Cole, from Durham, from the veterans in this group?
Lots, man. I mean, just as far as just watching how they prepare, how they take notes, how they study the game. They're obviously, like, very, you know, they're vets, they're pros, they've done it for a long time, so that's something I look to, just even off the field stuff, you know, just BSing with them, like, they're great people. And yeah, they help me a lot out there when I'm out there. It's nice. They got a great room.
You were part of a lot of success in Michigan, obviously winning a national championship being the highlight, I'm sure. What's it been like joining a new culture here and starting this from scratch with Ben and the way that he's been trying to get everybody believing what you have here?
Yeah, no, it's been great, man. Like, I really can't – there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Like I said, the vibe in the building, like, from staff to players, everyone's, you know, aligned. Everyone's got the same goal. Everyone's like-minded, so – like I said, it makes it easy to come in and work with a bunch of people. I just want to keep working and get better. So, yeah, I love it.
You play for one of the most enthusiastic locker room builders in Coach Harbaugh. I'm not asking you to compare Ben Johnson to Jim Harbaugh, but what similarities do you find in the ways that they want to unite a group?
Yeah, I mean, you said, get everyone, bring everyone together, really united, aligned, hard, you know, hard nosed. Like, this is how it is, this is how it needs to be, and this is how it's going to be. And if it goes like this and everyone does it like this, then we're going to succeed, you know? So, Coach Johnson, I mean, I can't say enough good about him. He's a hell of a coach. Just excited to keep building this thing with him and all the teammates.
Last one. Does it, when you are winning now, four straight, what does that do to reinforce the mindset and the belief that Coach Johnson's trying to get with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot, but, you know, we got so many more games, and winning these four games doesn't really mean anything. You know, we got to keep going. And I think that's what, you know, he's instilled in us, and just, you know, telling us to do is, like, at any moment, this thing can, you know, get all out of whack and out of sorts. We just got to stay locked in, stay detailed, and don't, you know, take a loss to find out what we got to fix. Instead, just keep fixing it as we win.
Emma, you can imagine you've probably had conversations with these people in your mentions. A lot of Bears fans are paying attention to what the Colts are doing. And in particular, they're paying attention to what Tyler Warren is doing. And they're wondering why Colston Loveland isn't doing what Tyler Warren is doing. Why do you think that's the case?
You know, the coaches see what they do throughout the course of these practices in a week, and they know whether a guy's ready, whether he's lining up correctly, whether his stance is where it needs to be. And we know Ben Johnson hones in on these details. I think there was something behind the scenes where Colston Loveland was just showing he's not quite ready, that the consistency aspect wasn't there for a large role. And that's going to change. It has changed, as a matter of fact, the last 2 weeks. As they have shifted to that 11 personnel, it's come while Loveland's role has increased. He's seen more playing time, and Cole Kmet's role decreased. And that was before the injury. Now he's sidelined for at least Sunday and perhaps even longer. It means more of an opportunity for Colston Loveland. And this shift is taking place right now where you love the idea of the 12 personnel and getting both of those guys out there. But ultimately, you can only have one tight end out there at 11 personnel. That's how it works. And I think you're at a point where you're going to see Colston Loveland take on a significant role in this offense.
All right, let's zoom out a little bit. With all these injuries and all these players out, I don't know if are any of them candidates to go on to injured reserve. Seems like there's a lot of key decisions that have to be made between now and Sunday, Chris.
Yeah, there's a couple guys notable. I'll start with this. Ben Johnson was asked specifically before practice about Cole Kmet as well as Tyreek Stevenson. Are they going to IR? He said no. But he doesn't like talking about the rest of these injuries. My thoughts were on Kyler Gordon and Braxton Jones. Now, Braxton Jones suffered a knee injury earlier this week in practice. He's not been out there. I've not seen him in the locker room, which is always raising some red flags for me. I've not seen Kyler Gordon since he went down with his injury, too. Out of necessity, you're going to have to make room for some of these guys, as well as a Roschon Johnson, who I've not seen the last couple of days since dealing with a back issue. You've got Austin Booker set to return. You've got potentially Amen Ogbogbamiga set to return. You've got some guys who you're trying to get out there on this active roster who are eligible to return from IR. So you're either going to be stashing some players on IR, talking about those three guys that I just mentioned on the injury report, or making some difficult cuts, and you start looking around this roster of where do you have guys you can get rid of. You got to make some difficult decisions here now. So they will have the full statuses set by tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That's when you have to make all these decisions ahead of a game. So there's going to be some fascination with what they do.
Kyler Gordon on injured reserve would be jarring.
Yep.
I mean, it's like this has been concerning over his career. There's been a number of these leg injuries in particular with Kyler Gordon, and this is just the latest. He had the hamstring right before week one, misses those first several games, comes back for two games after the bye, plays well. I'm like, you saw Dennis Allen with the toy that he wanted out there, the guy that he could rush off the edge or do some unique things with, and now he's just gone again. It really, it stinks for Dennis Allen, because I know he was so excited to have Kyler Gordon at his disposal, and unfortunately, this has just been part of his career dealing with these injuries.
Why is Tremaine Edmonds playing better?
They have found a way to utilize him in this defense that, frankly, the previous staff was not able to do. And make that with T.J. Edwards as well, who's really playing at a high level since returning from his hamstring injury. Tremaine Edmonds has three interceptions. He has 61 combined tackles in six games. That's a pace for 172.8 if you're interested in combined tackles. What that tells me is he's active. He's comfortable. He's flying to the football. And he's a new man within this defense. This is the Tremaine Edmonds that you signed a few years back thinking he could be an impact player. And now you looked ahead to Sunday with the matchup, obviously not head-to-head, but with Roquan Smith on the other side. That was the guy that you dumped off and brought in Tremaine to replace. So it's encouraging to see what Tremaine Edmonds is doing. I asked, why is this so much more comfortable for you? Here's Tremaine Edmonds on his performance.
Right every time I set foot on the field. You know, not just this year. Every year I'm out there, you know what I mean? I strive to be the best. That's the way that I hold myself. That's the way that I, you know, conduct myself in and out the building. That's just the way I go about my business. So, you know, right now I just got my head down. I'm working, man. Just trying to go get another win this week.
What's your comfort with this group you're working with and what DA's presenting for you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a new scheme for all of us. So I think just getting on the count with all the players, with the coaches, you know, I think it's just our film study week in, week out. The way that we can meet together as a group. And that's sometimes no coaches evolve. This is the way that we see it as players. I think that's helping all of us out. Just being able to get in there, talk ball, and communicate and just see the game how we all see it.
Yeah, I mean, the linebackers are playing really well. TJ inside where he looks like a classic middle backer, just smelling running backs and going after them and playing center field. And then Tremaine on the weak side is just all over the place.
And Noah Sewell, when healthy, has been an asset to their defense for sure.
It struck me as odd when they signed Edwards and Edmonds together that they flipped them the other way with the previous regime. And that was Matt Eberflus' view of his defensive identity, and I get, you know, I'm not going to question a guy who has a lot of pride in the way that he runs a defense, but
we'll
it just did not make sense.
We can do it for you, and the Cowboys.
I'm being polite.
I'll question his assessment of linebackers, considering the one that they'll play on Sunday.
Oh, I'm being polite. It did not make any sense to me. And I think these two guys now, Edmonds and Edwards, are in much more comfortable positions. I think they're in a scheme that really fits their style of play as well as the guys around him. And you're seeing an aggressive attacking style, which is what Dennis Allen said he wanted to bring here. It's been really fun to watch this defense fly around.
Okay, I don't think at that time Ballard was in the business of taking an off-the-ball linebacker at 8.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, yeah. Matt.
Taking an all-pro guy, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how about that?
He wanted Tremaine to be Shaq Leonard, right? He wanted him to be his Darius Leonard. And so he forced him into that round hole, forced the square peg in there.
Yeah, caring about ball production, and he didn't get it from Maine for a couple years. Dennis Allen doing a great job with putting him in the right spot to be successful.
Imagine
and
that.
Allowing T.J. Edwards to do what he does, which is pretty outstanding. We talked a little bit about one of the draft picks. One of the other draft picks is starting to get some burn, too. What's up with Shamar Turner?
Shamar Turner inactive those first 2 weeks, and it was alarming, especially after a really ugly performance in Detroit where the defensive front just didn't do anything. You're thinking, man, this kid's a second-round pick. He should be out there. He should be doing something. Well, these coaches are seeing what they see in practice. They saw that Jamar Turner was not ready to play a key role within that defense. He gets out there week three and plays a lot more. He's played 28.3% of defensive snaps in these four games that he's been active. And he doesn't have a sack yet, but he's been flying to the ball. You've seen him active, comfortable, aggressive out there. Jamar Turner's a really interesting character, and we got to know him a little bit in draft weekend. I was excited to talk to him today, and hear Jamar Turner on his performance thus far and what he wants to accomplish.
Shoot, man, that means the world. So I've been working hard, so trying to earn their trust, and trying to earn their trust from not only the coaches, but also the players I'm playing with, man. So it means the world to me to hear that. Yeah.
Obviously, early on in the season, you were inactive for part of that, and then they turned you in more and more now. What did you have to do to gain that trust? Do you have a sense of what you did to get it over the top?
Pretty much just showing consistency, showing that I can shoot, hit blocks, and that I can play blocks and get out blocks and shoot, make plays on this defense, in this scheme. I feel like I just had to show that consistently, and I feel like I've been going pretty good.
You've played with such fire out there. It's so clear when you watch it, just the excitement, the energy, the love you have for the game. Where does that come from? Where's that rooted?
Man, to be honest, man, I couldn't even tell you. Aside from Jesus Christ himself, man, football brings me peace and happiness like no other, man. When I'm out there, it's like I can really do no wrong. I'm happy. That's just like a happy space for me. You know what it is.
You hear from so many players the idea of like you're almost like blacking out during those moments. You make a play and you kind of forget what happened. You're so into it. Is that you? Is that you when you're out there to some degree?
Man, yep. Because I'm the type that I have my celebration lined up and stuff like that. And when that play happened, man, I'm just in the moment. Like, I'm not thinking about nothing. It's just like you said, you black out. You're just in that moment.
You got a teammate in Montez Sweat who's had a great career to this point out there, but he's a quiet guy. You play with his passion. He's somebody who seems a lot more soft-spoken. What do you learn from a guy like that when you watch him play and then you watch the way he works?
Man, watching Tez work is great, man. A guy like that, man, been in the league, as long as he's been in the league, making the plays he's made, man. Tez is a really good guy, man. He busts his ass. Seeing a guy like that, has made it, has got his second contract, has did what a lot of greats want to do and what a lot of young guys want to do. And seeing him still come to work every day and put his best foot forward, it has been a lot.
Jamar Turner, I will no longer think of him only as a guy who punched somebody in the ding-ding, because he's more than that. He's a deeper, more thoughtful guy. We appreciate getting to know him a little bit.
I also think that he's got a chance to be a really special player.
God, I hope so. They haven't really hit on the defensive line. They're still waiting.
Javon Dexter been all right.
He's been all right, but really just all right. You know, and every year, I'm thinking, oh, maybe this is Javon Dexter time, and it's just not quite.
I think that he's a rotational player.
Okay.
Well, that's not why you drafted him, but let me add this. I think he's a good rotational player.
Okay, well,
but that's not what you were expecting.
He's a second round pick at the most important position, theoretically, in the previous guy's defense.
I agree with you.
So,
and I feel like they got that scout wrong because he wasn't a three technique in college. He was a five technique. Right. So it's a very different job that he spent 2 years trying to learn, and then the coach leaves. And
then
there's a whole other scheme. That's another story for another day. Okay, so what else did you learn up there, Emma?
Well, after each of these four victories, we've seen Ben Johnson excited in the locker room, galvanizing with his guys, and the catchphrase in the rally cry has taken place of good, better, best, never let it rest. We've all heard it said before in some form, but never quite like this as a group of 53 men together celebrating a victory like that. And I was curious, where did that come from? What led Ben Johnson to make this kind of the mantra for the Bears? And I asked him today. Here's Ben Johnson.
Yeah. That actually goes back to high school for me. And it's something that we were a darn good high school team. And probably about 25 or 30 years there, it wasn't whether we were going to go to the playoffs. It was how far are we going to make it in the playoffs. And just a fond memory of mine growing up post game in that locker room. Even before I was wearing that uniform, because my dad was a assistant coach on that team before he got into high school administration. So I remember being in that locker room and that was just the rallying cry at that time. And I think there's something to be said when a group of men, they're all believing the same thing. They're saying the same thing. It's one heartbeat, one voice. And I think our guys have enjoyed it.
I think it's really cool, Chris. And from the moment we saw it for the first time, it was clear that Ben and the players had something together. Like, it was a real connection that was there. And then learning that today, learning that it comes from a real place for Ben, from his dad, from even before he was a player, like growing up. We played the Harbaugh stuff earlier in the show, the who's got it better than us? Nobody, that they learned from their dad, the coach. So it's like, this is real stuff. So good job digging in. Seems like an honest connective thing between the coach and the players.
Yeah, and look, like, Ben Johnson's a real authentic dude. And I think that's where their credibility comes from with these players. They buy in because they see the man himself. They understand that. So I was curious about that. We've heard it now four games in a row with these wins, hearing good, better, best. And AC Reynolds High School in 2002, 14-1 state title game with a 14-7 win over North Nash High, led by quarterback Ben Johnson.
Look at you doing all the digging on that to give us even more. What other nuggets and tidbits do you have?
A few more. Grady Jarrett and Cairo Santos were full participants in practice. Both should be set to return on Sunday. The Ravens injury report listed just one player as questionable. That's Lamar Jackson with his hamstring. Spoiler, I believe he will play. Former Bears in Baltimore include Roquan Smith, of course, plus John Jenkins, Tyler Urban, and Chuck Pagano, who's out of retirement now as a senior defensive assistant with the Ravens.
See? Another one. Another senior defensive assistant for Zach Orr. They went and got Dean Pease.
They did.
And then they went and got Chuck Pagano.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys, Phil Snow can only be so far behind.
Uh-huh. That's something to keep in mind. So you're expecting Lamar Jackson to play?
I believe so. But it's notable now, on the other hand, that Snoop Huntley was just promoted to the active roster. There's number two. I still think Lamar's playing, but maybe that's something to take note of here.
Yeah, no, I think they only did that so Snoop could go out and greet the media today, so Lamar didn't have to.
I think it's so that they can make Cooper Rush their emergency quarterback and stop messing around with him being the backup.
Yeah, he's got no business being an NFL quarterback.
Uh-huh. That seems to be the case. Emma, thanks, sir.
Take care, guys.
All right, man.
That is Chris Emma. Some people like him. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I know you are.
I like Chris Emma a lot.
Some people do.
Yep. And I'm one of them. Let's get back to talking about the Bears quarterback. This week, we have spent a lot of time talking about Caleb on the run. Are there things that his teammates could do to help him in that regard? We'll explore. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about slowing down Lamar Jackson. Don't go anywhere. It's Spiegel and Holmes until 6 here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel at home.
He didn't call himself that this time. Someone told him.
For sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, you have like Baltimore White Trash, which is the guys that are like, yeah, Lamar's good, but something about Flacco that I miss. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there was something I trusted more about Flacco. Just a pocket passer. This guy's a running back that we're going to let him throw the ball.
It seems to be a plague in a lot of places when talking about football. By the way, we're going to give away a chance to get you a pair of tickets to see John Mulaney's Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th. Tanny, you locked and loaded? Be the sixth caller to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
What's new, pussycat?
I love that because I spent a lot of time at the Salt and Pepper Diner.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
And now I'm wondering, was I there for that?
Could have been. You would have noticed.
Very easily. I love that song, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So anyway, we'll give that away. If you hear that again, call 312-540-0670. If you're the sixth caller, we are going to hook you all the way up for the Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th.
When John Mulaney was at Wrigley Field to announce that show, my buddy Brian Garza, who works over there with the Cubs, got a vinyl copy of What's New, Pussycat.
Whoa.
And took a picture with Mulaney holding the vinyl copy of What's New, Pussycat.
That's beautiful. Brian sent me a Cubs luchador mask. I gave it to Ray.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, well, because...
Because he's a Cub fan, first of all.
And he's Hispanic?
Because why?
Because he's a Cub fan.
Right.
It's okay. You can say, there are other Cub fans. You could have given it to Dustin, you know?
I guarantee you he's not wearing that mask.
But he's a Cub fan, too.
He is, but he wouldn't be interested.
Looks like a Mexican.
Ray is a Mexican.
That's why he looks that way.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's the reason.
That's Stavros about Baltimore right there. God love you, Tanny. Do you remember, and I'm sure you do, and maybe the listeners do too. I feel like we haven't talked about it because we've been focused on the health and focused on the Bears and such. Lamar Jackson might be the greatest football player who lives on planet Earth. Like, that's entirely possible right now.
Aaron Donald still lives. He's just not playing.
Okay, but how about, like, active and, like, playing? And when he's at the peak of his powers, due respect to Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Micah Parsons.
I'm not sure you're giving due respect to Patrick Mahomes, and okay. I'm a Lamar fan, but go ahead.
Okay, but, like, that thing when you used to play football in your neighborhood and the dude was the quarterback who was also the best runner, and he was so crazy quick and just looked like he was a better athlete than everybody because he was. And he rendered your game ridiculous. Lamar can do that with NFL guys.
It's the difference when we talk about Caleb. Like, I mean, like, Caleb's a really good athlete.
But he ain't that.
And
nobody's that.
No one's that. And that's where, like, the level of the guy. Like, this is also another Heisman Trophy winner. Caleb was an elite college player.
Yeah.
Number one pick in the draft.
Phenomenal.
And then you get to the league and you're like, oh, there's a bunch of guys like that here.
Yeah, but like that feeling that you had when Mike Vick was Mike Vicking all over the NFL. And you're like, what? That Lamar thing, like it was an insta-click for me. As Lamar was breaking out and you'd go on NFL.com or YouTube or whatever and be like, here's every great Lamar Jackson play from Sunday's game. Like, how fast can I
get to that?
How fast can I hit that button? And we might see that guy on Sunday. It's possible we do see that guy in terms of quality.
When we have the conversations about quarterback speaks, he's someone that we don't throw into that list of guys. Like when we talk about Baker Mayfield, but he belongs in that conversation. if you're someone who worries about the development of your quarterback, he's another name that you can throw onto the list and go, look at the way that he has developed with a front office and a head coach who has cared about his development. The thing I love about Lamar, and you're right about all of the things, the thing that I also think is reminiscent of Vic, but it kind of looks like a mirror image because one's left-handed and one's right-handed, the flick.
The quickness of the flick.
It's the wrist. Totally. Like Lamar can give you a 20-yard out with just the flick of the wrist.
Oh, what a weapon that is when you're also lightning fast. You know, it means like you talk about putting a linebacker in conflict, you know, it's like and how many we see it on almost every play when Lamar is out there, like, should I go towards him or go away from him?
That's the conflict where you get the guy stuck and he's going, you know,
it's the worst.
If I back off and play the receiver, then I'm giving up 5 yards that might turn into 10 yards that might turn into a touchdown.
Because he'll just make a move on me or go right by me when I guess wrong.
But if I go get him, then I might get my ankles broke.
Sure.
And then
or you could just drop it over my head to Mark Andrews who goes and gets 15. And then
if he catches it.
Yeah.
Because that exact thing happened in a game that they played.
Damn.
A really important one at the end. And
there it is. Yeah.
Things go happen.
Well, bad things go happen.
And it was not great.
We'll see if there's any quit on there. Here's Dennis Allen on what it's like as a defensive coordinator and what he might do to try and slow down Lamar Jackson if we get full-on Lamar Jackson on Sunday.
There's a lot of challenges that go along with that. I mean, you can get so paralyzed in terms of not wanting this guy to be a runner, and all of a sudden now you have nothing in terms of a rush, and he's able to stand back there, you know, all day and throw the ball. You know, it'll be a challenge for us in terms of how we have to rush him. You know, not only how we have to play him from a passing game standpoint, but how we have to play him, you know, in the run game. So there's a lot to contest with there.
In those top down punch outs, and it's been really good at getting some of those strip sacks. How do you balance going after the ball with Lamar Jackson, who has had a lot of fumbles in his history, but if you miss, he could be gone and you may not be able to bring the tackle?
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate balance, you know. And yet the most important thing on the field is the ball. And so I think every time we take the field, we're hunting the football and we're trying to, you know, take the ball away and get the ball back to the offense. Because really, at the end of the day, that's the only reason why we go out there is to get the ball back for the offense. So that's kind of our focus and our guys are believing in it, you know, and that's been cool to see.
Nightmares. Lamar Jackson's the kind of player that gives you, as a defensive coach, nightmares. And I you think just pocket Lamar, who's very small, by the way. It's just a tiny little version of Lamar.
Still really good.
Yeah. Do you think that Lamar from the pocket, without any running game, probably still beat this team?
He was, a 130 rating or something stupid like that before he got hurt? Like, he does the 10 touchdowns to one interception. For him.
But give him Joe Burrow's athletic ability, and can he beat this team this Sunday, especially with this banged up secondary?
I mean, that's downgrading him quite a bit at this point in Joe Burrow's career, too, who was a much better athlete than people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe.
Yeah, I think probably. So. But you know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about a lot of things. But
you are.
Red zone read with him and Derrick Henry has got me a little spooked. Like the idea of those guys being in the red zone and Lamar just kind of, I got it. Oh, you're going to crash down? Nope. Now go tackle him. Go tackle that giant man who's now running downhill right at you.
Linebackers, TJ and Tremaine, you guys are on Derek. Like, go effing get that man. Because Brisker, we're going to need you in the back, I think. Gonna need you to play some safety on some passing things. Go over there and help out, not Nate McLeod. Nick McLeod, help him out instead.
I find myself wondering when it comes to what Dennis Allen will do. And ordinarily, I'm kind of a hey, let's play this out. Let's make them drive down the field. I kind of want Dennis Allen to go after them. I want, if they're going to lose.
Ooh, boy, go out and be aggressive. Well, that's what we did last week. Last week he confused the young quarterback, but this is Lamar. This is a smart one. Do you still go after him?
I'm saying it not to confuse him, but to get to him.
Uh-huh. Like maybe he's not himself. Maybe get yourself a Tyler Huntley by quarter number three.
Yeah. Who also can present some problems for you athletically.
He did. You remember when he beat the Bears?
Yes.
Was that 21? Does it go back that far?
Yeah.
The Tyler Huntley game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked because he was third string. Who they had somebody else who was in front.
Andy Dalton.
No. It was another mobile quarterback. I forget who it was because Tyler Huntley was third string, and I remember feeling good about that as it approached.
And then Snoop came out there and turned the lights out for you.
Yeah.
So I kind of want him to go after him, but, you know.
Tanny, should we hear this? Is this fresh, Ben, on Caleb and the scramble? Thoughts? We're against the clock, aren't we? Yeah, you
we
know,
can take a break and we can do it in the next segment. That's fine.
No, but we've got to get to there's a bull. There's a bull of a certain stature. And because we're going to do a lot of Bears in the five, I think we should get to this. There's a bull of a certain stature who has now spoken out on the growing NBA controversy. And you had some thoughts on how Chauncey Billups might have been used on this thing. Let's update people where things stand here for a minute.
Okay.
Was Josh Johnson the other quarterback you're thinking of? That's what the roster says.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So. I think so.
Is he on a roster somewhere?
He's always on a roster.
I think he is. I feel like San Diego, just for no reason.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
No reason that he's on the roster.
Josh Johnson, quarterback, the Washington Commanders.
He's with the Commandos.
He's behind Mariota. Mariota.
Well, he's
Mariotti. Jay Mariotti is the quarterback for the Commanders this
He
weekend.
Is 39 years old.
Wow.
The same age as our very own Matt Forte.
But older than Ryan Poore.
Happy birthday.
To Ryan Poore.
Happy birthday.
Ryan Poore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's on the train right now.
You know what was our present? Was talking to him as much as we did today. That was our gift.
Happy birthday, Mike.
There's no one else here. He wanted to hang out, so he hung out with us.
There is nobody
if there
else
was, if there was anyone else here, like if the midday show hadn't been on the air, he'd have hung out with them.
How y'all doing?
It's Cubs-Reds tonight at Wrigley Field, but the game will start in delayed time. Now for the inside bit pitch for Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine.
I'm glad that he didn't completely mix those two
on
words.
On his birthday? Come on, guys.
Because had he completely mixed those two words, it would have been a problem.
Bruce Skibbity-Kibbity. Skibbity-Bobbity. You know, he almost called Bruce Levine an inside bitch. He almost did that. He didn't. Bruce goes outside plenty of times. He spends a lot of time outside.
Aren't you glad we didn't do Ben Johnson there?
IB, inside pitch. This is better than Ben Johnson. You know what else is better than Ben? Skibbity-bobbity. That show, man. I love
Skibbity. It's a good show.
From Ryan Poore.
When we come back, we will talk about kind of where things stand. And one of the Bulls had something to say about what's going on with gambling in the NBA. We'll talk about that next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Score.
I know everybody that's at play. And I don't like to sit up here and be hypocritical about certain things. I homeboy gamble, Ernie. You know, bet it. You know, we've been on teams. We play cards. We play spades. We play talk. But with that being said, every year they would give us forums on what and what not to do. Innocent until proven guilty. But usually when the FBI has something, they have you. I know Chauncey. I know Damon very well. Played with Damon, so I don't want to sit up here, but I'm ashamed that those guys would put their families and their careers in jeopardy. That like that there's an old saying in the hood, all money ain't good money.
Huh. I'm 100% with Shaq on this. These are scary times, and now it looks like Congress would like to have a conversation with Adam Silver. And there's a point that we need to address that we didn't. The sports books are the ones who alerted the NBA.
Yeah, I said it kind of offhand during transition, but I'm glad you're bringing it up as a point of order. They've got the machinery in place to catch this stuff. They alerted the NBA. The NBA did their investigation and said, we're good.
Yeah, the NBA's investigation, and this is another one of those things where you wonder about the teeth of a league in their ability to do an investigation. Because clearly, the FBI investigation goes back to the Biden administration. And this has been going on for a while.
And it goes towards organized crime and may have just sort of found the NBA along the way.
It did. I mean, there were 36 people arrested, but you don't know their names. You know these people, and then when you start connecting the dots, and then when you start thinking about all the money that could have been lost by people who were invited or suckered into these card games as it pertains to Chauncey Billups.
Man, these card games. Like, if you're a high-rolling friend or associate of NBA Hall of Famer, excuse me, Basketball Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups, you are furious at how you have been used and played and how Chauncey Billups was a face card for these organizations. But man, it's the specter of gambling among the fans and how it gets to the players has really reared its head quite a bit over the last couple of years, whether it's Liam Hendricks talking about the stuff that he has gotten on social media, other players talking about the threats they have faced.
Didn't Nico talk about this with us one time?
He did. He talked about it as well.
Mike Schilt said he had gotten a threat, which may or may not have been about gambling or just a really angry Padres fan.
I think most people in those moments are probably joking, like half joking, or do you call it joking on the square?
Yeah, kidding on the square.
Kidding on the square.
Uh-huh.
But there are people who aren't.
Yeah. And Nikola Vucevic, longtime NBA veteran, spoke today at Bulls shoot around about how the gambling has gotten to his ears during the games.
In general, gambling is a big problem. We as players feel it a lot when we step on the court.
nowadays you hear more often, like, instead, like before you used to hear like, hey, Vooch, you know, get a win, or hey, do this and that. Now it's like, hey, my parlay is 10 rebounds, I need 10 boards, or hey, my parlay is 15 points, or you come out of timeout, you hear people say that, and a lot of times return is like 14, 15-year-old kids, and honestly, it pisses me off because it's disrespectful to the game.
Pisses him off because it's disrespectful to the game.
I understand why he feels that way.
And 14, 15-year-old kids shouting at him during a game about getting his parlay instead of rooting for a win and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Of course.
And to go back to what we were saying, like, think about everyone who is now doing recalls on this. Like, everyone that maybe... maybe they only went once or twice to a poker game, and they're like, man, I had a bad run. And now they're like, oh, I didn't have a bad run. I was the mark. I was the sucker at that table. And my friend Chauncey is the one that did it. Then when you start talking about the integrity of it, if you are beholden to people, what are you willing to do for them? Is it just card games, or is it information? It puts a lot of things in question.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. And with Damon Jones, like, that's why I said, like, if you're LeBron, you need to get away from this, even though you are not someone who has been mentioned as doing anything wrong.
Well, but if his information is part of it, he's going to get asked to comment on it.
He is.
And because there's little weird videos out there about LeBron talking to Damon Jones. There's all kinds of forensic highlight work being done now. Did you see the one with Gary Payton Jr. or Gary Payton II?
No.
On the bench with Golden State, and Steph Curry's involved too, and there's another player, and it's a 11.5-point spread on a Golden State game, and whoever the opposing team is hits a meaningless three at the buzzer to make it an 11-point loss, and Steph and Peyton and the other player are like throwing their hands up, and there's all sorts of drama, and they're talking about it. So it's just like, it's a factor. Hell, this connects to Al Michaels last night with like 8 different over references at the end of a 37-10 game. It used to be so cute and funny. Feels a lot less cute and funny today.
It's weird because, you know, I did the seminar at University of Chicago, and one of the things that we ended up talking about was sports betting and its impact on everything. And I had actually mentioned Brent Musburger and how Brent would give the wink and nod.
There are a lot of interested viewers.
Our friends in Vegas might not be too happy about ..
He and Al were like the kings of doing that kind of stuff, and we'd all laugh and chuckle. But then last night when he's doing it, and it's like, yeah, this is where we are.
Yeah, so there's... I don't know if we've reached reckoning yet, but I think as this story continues and more people go, wait, was I affected by this? I think that there's a chance, and especially with Congress is saying to Adam Silver, hey, we'd like to have a word with you about some things.
Baseball hit a reckoning long, long time ago, 1919, as a matter of fact. But now...
I mean, Pete Rose would have been the reckoning.
Yeah,
right?
Did you see what he did?
Why you got to drag my White Sox?
Did you see what he did?
Hey, look, Buck Weaver hit 327 in that World Series, all right?
You see what he did there, Tanny? He stepped right over Pete Rose, went all the way back to the White Sox.
Well, you know me. I'm a longtime Kennesaw Mountain Landis guy.
No,
Pete, but just for the polish.
You should never say that.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You should never say
sarcasm,
that.
Folks. Get to know it. Get to know it.
Was it, though?
See now.
Old WCUB over here.
Kennesaw Mountain Spiegels, what we called them.
Don't do it. I'm more of a John Landis guy. Wait a minute. Got to be careful of him, too. Yeah, yep. We all know what happened on Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Poor Vic Morrow.
That's a fun movie.
Well, it wasn't.
It wasn't fun for Vic Morrow, that's for damn sure.
Let's talk with Weedsy. Let's get you ready for Bears-Ravens next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.